You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you, on that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Songs never out of date, hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate, on that you can rely. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate, on that you can rely. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
All right, that's a track from Haley Loren. They ought to write a song, and we have Haley Loren here in the studios here at KWVA here on the Sunday Morning Hangover. Say hi.
Hello and good morning.
Yeah, super stuff. Haley Loren, as everybody should know by now, is an award-winning vocalist, and she's from the area, but she's actually kind of worldwide in many ways, too. You were originally from Nashville or somewhere?
Well, no, I'm originally from Alaska, but I did move to Nashville right out of high school for a mm-hmm. couple of years, and that's where I wrote a few of the songs that are featured on that CD, and yeah, I'm from all over.
Yeah, you've been playing a lot. You must be really exhausted. Of course, it helps to be young. But you did a gig last night, right?
I did.
Where was that?
Pacific City, which is about a three-hour drive. And we got back at about 1 o'clock this morning.
Ouch. Wow. And you also played Cosmic Pizza with my friends True Margaret recently, and I got to see you down there.
I did. That was a lot of fun. Yeah.
That was cool. And we met up at the Eugene Weekly Awards.
Yes, we saw each other in the line going into the building.
And I sat behind you and harassed.
And you did.
Harassed your mom for a while. I love your mom. What's your mom's name?
Her name's Sheila.
And your dad?
Larry.
And Larry, yeah. They're really good. Your dad's very kicked back. I thought, he should have just turned around and punched me or something.
Oh.
You know?
I don't think you were bothering anyone. I think it was great.
But Haley and I both came in number two at the Eugene Weekly Awards.
Yay for number two.
Yay! Woo! Number two. We try harder. Yes, I won the second best radio show, and you were second best vocalist.
That's right.
Yeah,
was a kind of a surprise, though. It was great.
But I want to talk about the other award you won recently. You won some jazz award, right?
Yes, indeed.
And what was that again?
It was the awards show that I attended was called the Just Plain Folks Music Awards. And what Just Plain Folks is, it's a really huge independent music network. And each year they host an awards show where this year about 40,000 albums and 700 and something thousand songs were submitted to be judged and reviewed by peers, industry judges, et cetera, for these awards. And I ended up winning the best jazz vocal album.
Wow, that's just super.
Yeah, it's an international award.
Yeah, so see, that's what I was saying.
Cool.
At the beginning of our conversation, you're international now, and it's just really amazing. So, you know. By the way, let's just get it out there. Your name is spelled HaleyLoren for anybody that wants to look it up. You have a website?
I do. It's just HaleyLoren.com.
HaleyLoren.com. Mm-hmm. For you folks at home that want to see how lovely she is and want to check her out on the net while she's singing a song. She's actually going to do some live stuff in the studio today.
Yes, I am.
So you ready?
Sure thing.
All right. You might remember this one, folks.
The autumn leaves drift by my window. The autumn leaves turn red and gold. I see your lips. The sunburned hands I used to hold since you went away, the days grow long and soon I'll hear on a winter song. Oh, but I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall, thank you.
since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. Oh, but I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
All right, audience of one. Yes, yay. Reverend Mark Time here, just soaking it in. It was just gorgeous.
It's a private concert.
Yeah, that just knocks me out.
And, that one was for you, Mark.
And thank you for dedicating that to me from the stage at Cosmic
Pizza. Well, I love it when I get requests that I actually know from people that I like, you know, that I want to come to my shows, and that's always a great thing.
Well, that's just a super track, and you could find that on your CD. They ought to write a song, and it's going to be really nice. We're going to hear another one in a minute, but I just wanted to gush and just say, oh, wow, that was just so incredible.
Oh, you're too nice. Thank you so much.
So what's your next gig? What's the next thing you're doing?
Well, actually, my shows next week are not going to be in Eugene. I have one in Salem on Wednesday at Boone's Treasury at McMenamin's with a wonderful Portland jazz guitarist named Chance Hayden. And we're also playing the next night at Wilf's in Portland, which is a great restaurant / jazz venue. The next one near Eugene is on the 20th, November 20th, at Axe and Fiddle, where I am involved with the Girls Rock month of November, all of those shows. Right. And I'm playing with a couple of other musicians.
Right. You're part of the whole Girls Rock thing.
Yeah,
and you can see
20th.
A great picture of Haley Loren in this week's Eugene Weekly Girls Rock session. Oh, no, wait a minute. They didn't put your picture in.
I was going to say, I don't think I was in there. some other time.
I was thinking of my friend Honey Visor, who was like right below you, I think.
You're mixing up your guests here.
I know.
All those H's, you know.
Right, right. Well, anyhow, Haley Loren in the studio here, Sunday Morning Hangover, KWVA. Do you want to do another one?
Sure.
And do you remember which one it was?
Well, it depends on which CD you put in.
Okay, no, it's the same one.
Oh, it's the same CD.
And hold on,
okay.
Let me pop it and look at it.
It's, if I'm not mistaken, it's called Do What You Love.
Do What You Love.
And this is a brand new song that I wrote, and it's not on any album. This is actually just kind of a rough demo version of the music, but I really just wanted to do something new on your show.
Okay,
so
Haley.
It's never been done on a radio show before. Ever.
Fantastic. Haley Loren, Do What You Love, live at KWVA.
You say you're fine. You play a band of mine. Go through the motions each day. Why live your life like one big box sight when there's a whole wide world one footstep away? Where hours are more than marking time, they're time for you to make your mark. Do what you love, love, love. Do what you love, love, love. Do what you love. You look to the sky. Desire in your
eyes, wanting to fly, but you don't trust your wings. What if you knew you could change all the rules, that reality's all in your mind? Well, guess what if is? The world is like a mirror and you reflect a better one when you do what you love, love, love. What you love, love, love. Do what you love, love, love. Do what you love. Done and put to use all those someday plans that you've been storing up on that shelf. And why not, since your life is like a gift you get to design all for yourself? Do what you love, love, love. Do what you love, 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 do what you love. The rest will come. Do what you love, love, love. La 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 la. Do what you love, love, love. Do what you love, love, love. But love what you do.
Excellent. Oh, I love that. That's a great song.
Thank you.
Did you write that?
I did, yeah.
So you're writing songs now. That's
oh,
really
yeah.
Great.
No, I've been writing since I was about 14.
Yeah, but, it's like you're known pretty much for singing the standards and stuff. And
yeah, well, this at least for the past year or so, I've been doing probably more jazz gigs than singer-songwriter things. But prior to that, it was probably a little bit more the opposite.
Wow.
I'm just getting... kind of like to vary it up.
I smell
styles.
Hit record there. Woo!
Well, one of these days it'll be finished.
No, that was excellent.
Oh, thank you.
Who was in the band again?
That was Mark Schneider on bass and Chris Ward on guitar and Brian West on drums and me on a few background vocal experiments.
I really love that. And so would you say maybe you're heading off in another direction? You like to kind of change it up every CD or two.
I think probably my next project is definitely going to be a live album, which is going to be more jazzy, kind of like the jazz CD, but, maybe a little bit more variety as far as the kinds of songs that are on there. But then the project after that, I'm still kind of waffling between going a more jazz route or kind of trying to do a hybrid between my singer-songwriter styles and my jazz music. So it's up in the air at the moment.
That one had a little bit of country in it. Just a tiny, teeny, weeny little bit.
Well, and maybe.
I kind of see you hitting the country charts.
No. I don't really see myself as a country artist. Although, I mean, back when I lived in Nashville, I, definitely did some writing along those lines when I was living there. So,
by the way,
if
you just tuned in, we're speaking with Haley Loran, who just, is performing a few tracks in the studio here on the Sunday Morning Hangover, and I'm really glad you came in.
I am too.
Actually very honored when you come in, because it kind of gives my show a little bit of legitimacy.
Oh,
you know?
I think your show is great.
So
it's obviously popular. It won second the best EG.
Yeah,
award,
right.
So that's a pretty cool honor.
Hey, Garsh.
Gosh,
oh, jeez.
Oh,
so what do we got next? It looks like something called Blue Holiday.
Oh, right. That is, I don't think it's specific to the kind of Christmas holiday season. It could definitely be about any kind of a holiday or a vacation. But it's a song that a friend of mine named Andy Rasmussen wrote, and I decided to put it on my holiday album, which I released at the same time as my jazz CD in 2008, which you are holding up right now in the studio.
Yes, called Many Times, Many Ways, a holiday
right.
collection.
Yep.
And I was going to play something off this, but we're going to be hearing it live
yeah.
from you.
Yeah, well, it's called Blue Holiday, and I figured it was appropriate since Thanksgiving is like just around the bend,
right.
and then, of course, it's Christmas, and it just all comes so fast.
I know.
Yeah, they're starting to play Christmas music, so I figure I can do, you know, a holiday song. And we can just start it if you want
yeah,
to.
Yeah, so here we go. Haley Loren, Blue Holiday, live on The Hangover.
Tropical sea and five lazy days, a cool island breeze, and baby, I'm sailing away, but I'm missing you on a blue holiday. Gardenia perfume blows through my veins, out on an open ocean, the blossoms fade to pale under the moon on a blue holiday. But every time I think of you, I sink into a deeper blue, the blue of your beautiful eyes. As twilight turns to starry skies, you're at home alone and I'm lonely in paradise. I order our drinks and toss you a grin. You catch with a wink and you whisper, kiss me again. But it's just fantasy on a blue holiday. On a blue holiday.
Excellent, as usual.
Thank you.
Thank you, Haley Loren, everybody, live here on KWVA.
Thank you.
Very, very nice. Well, one of the things we did last show was I had you singing along to records and stuff. And so you were you were very nice to bring in some of your favorite stuff.
It's just kind of a cross-section. And there are, I guess, kind of reasons behind all of my choices.
Yeah. Well, I was going to, you know, like, blindside you if you didn't bring in anything. I was going to say, here's a Ramones record.
I would have failed miserably at that.
But we have a track coming up called Why Don't You Do Right. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, the inspiration behind this. This is the song that I'm sure everyone who's seen Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Is that what it's called, I think?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Jessica Rabbit sings this song.
Yes, you do have a bit of Jessica Rabbit to you.
Well, I was her for Halloween.
Yeah.
And I was going to be on your show originally the day after Halloween.
Right.
And so I was going to, you know, wear my red wig, and I was thinking, oh, I should sing the Jessica Rabbit song. But I figured it's, you know, just a week after.
Yeah.
It's still fresh in my mind. I can still do it. So I'm not really that familiar with it, but I still figure it would be kind of fun.
Well,
so.
I want everybody out there while Haley Loren is singing this song to picture Jessica Rabbit in the studio with the Reverend Mark Kine. And
this is by Barbara Lush, by the way.
By
this
Barbara
is who
Lush.
The singer is, yeah.
All right. Well, here, let's take it away then.
You let other women make a fool of you. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here. Get me some money too. Sitting down and wondering what it's all about. If you ain't got no money, they will put you out. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here. Give me some money too. Ladies and gentlemen, Jessica Rabbit, everybody,
yes,
here live in the
right.
studio. Yeah,
red dress and all.
Yeah, that was real good. I probably asked you before, do you watch Mad Men, the TV show?
I've seen one episode, and it was on a flight, strangely enough.
On a flight?
On a flight.
That must have been
from
wild.
Nashville to Eugene.
Because your style of music just fits in kind of with that era. I don't want to call
sign
you.
Sign me up.
I don't want to call you old fashioned, but it's just it's kind of when things were a little bit easier to the ears, so to speak.
It was the jazz era.
Yeah, and they use a lot of standards in a lot of 50s, 60s music in that show.
Well,
as a matter of fact, tonight's the last episode of the current series.
Not the like last.
No,
final
not
episode
not the
ever.
Final
okay.
final one. So I'm really jazzed. I'm really looking forward to it. Cool. If you pardon the pun. But anyways, we have Haley Loren here on KWVA Eugene Live, and once again, thanks for coming in. We got. Some other stuff. Let's see. What do we got here on this CD? Possession.
Yes. This is a Sarah McLachlan tune. When I moved from Alaska to Oregon, I had very little exposure to Top 40 radio, except what I heard my sister playing or what was occasionally on the few music videos they ever played on MTV. while I was, you know, up until I was 13. And so when I moved here, I found out all about these cool artists that I'd never heard of, like Sarah McLachlan. And I just latched onto her music. I just loved it. I just treasured it. And this is the first song that I ever sang of hers. And I did it in a talent show contest when I was 13 years old. And it's a little bit more adult than 13-year-olds should be singing. So I figured I would try it, you know, again.
All right. Well,
while I'm 25 now.
Let's hear it. Perfect music for kind of a rainy day.
Yeah, this is her live album version, too.
All right. Haley Loren, everybody. Here we go.
Listen as the wind blows from across the great divide. Voices trapped in yearning, memories trapped in time. The night is my companion and solitude my guide. Would I spend forever here and not be satisfied? And I would be the one to hold you down, kiss you so hard. I'll take your breath away and after I'd wipe away the tears, just close your eyes, dear. Into this world I stumble, so many times betrayed, trying to find an honest word to find the truth enslaved. Oh, you speak to me in riddles, and you speak to me in rhymes. My body aches to breathe your breath, your words keep me alive. And I would be the one to hold you down, kiss you so hard. I'll take your breath away, and after I wipe away the tears, just close your eyes, morning that I dread. Another day I
of knowing the path I fear to tread. I am to see of awaking dreams. I follow without pride, 'cause nothing stands between us here and our fear denied. And I would be the one to hold you down. Kiss is so hard, I'll take your breath away. And after I wipe away the tears, just close your eyes, dear. I'll hold you down. Kiss you so hard, I'll take your breath away. And after I wipe away the tears, just close your eyes. That's a long note. I forgot she did that. And the crowd goes wild.
Haley Loren, yay!
And Sarah McLachlan.
And Sarah McLachlan, yay!
Yeah, I heard that song done live by her one time at the Lilith Fair. And that's coming back. I just remembered that.
Oh, wow.
They're returning the Lilith Fair 10 years later.
All right. Are you going to play it?
I wish.
Oh, well.
If they invite me.
Hey, if anybody out there has any connections to the Lilith Fair, you know, not to do a call for action.
Yeah, not like that or anything.
What do you say we just take a break? I'm going to play a track from one of your CDs called Full Circle.
Oh, okay.
And you did this live when I saw you a few weeks ago. And
cool.
And I thought it was super. Here, let's take a breather. We'll be right back with Haley Loren.
Christmas, they're cutting down trees, they're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. Gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I could teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I made my baby cry. Well, he tried hard to help me. You know, he put me at ease, and he loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river that I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and upset, and I've gone and lost the best baby I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I could teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away. I'll make my baby say goodbye. It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy. In peace, I wish I had a river I could skate away.
Track, studio track by Haley Loran from her CD Full Circle. It's a Joni Mitchell track, and we're just talking a little bit about some of the stuff. You said you were raised on Patsy Cline.
Yes, well, among others, but yeah, she was a huge influence on my young musical brain.
That's why I'm surprised you're not really going full-blown country or something. Because like, I could see you on CMT, you know, the new video by Haley Loren, number one in the country.
You know, if they were doing Patsy Cline country, I might consider doing some songs on my album like that. But they don't really do that anymore, sadly.
So what you're saying is you would not sell out. You must have management, right? I've been meaning to ask you about this, because when we rearranged the show, we were going to do it last week, and then you said you'd call me back. It sounded like you were on the hotline to Russia or something, just trying to get confirmation that it was going to be okay to come in. Do you have a manager?
No, I don't. I don't, actually. I mean, I have people that help me out with a lot of different things. Like, I have somebody who helps me with marketing, and I have somebody who helps me book a few things here and there. But a lot of things I just do kind of on my own, which gets pretty, you know, it's busy. But the main thing that I was checking on before was I wanted to make sure that I didn't have a show in the morning on the Sundays.
If somebody came to you and said, hey, I represent like, I don't know, Ricky Skaggs, I don't know, you know, all these country arts. And, you know, for 10%, I could get you on, you know, CMT, I could get you a hit record. Would you sell out? Would you do it?
Management is a very personal choice sort of thing. You have to have a good fit with somebody to work with. I've had a manager in the past when I was living in Nashville. And they're very, very helpful if you're in the market that you want to be in and they know the market really well.
Right.
But you really have to make sure that they and you both have the same goals, you know.
Right.
So, you know, I'd be open to the right kind of a match, but not just going to go out and find the closest one I can.
Or suppose somebody said, hey, we could put this song of yours into this next movie. The movie's going to be a $40 million gross on the first weekend, but you've got to sign here and join our management company.
You know, things like that, you got to really read the fine print. It all depends on situations. Because once you've signed that contract, you are signed on.
Yeah. Well,
you're stuck.
It sounds like you're being smart about it. You know, it's just a... And it sounds like you do have some sort of morals and scruples.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we're here with the very moralistic Haley Loren, everybody, here on The
you
Hangover.
You make me sound so, like, it's a very straight line.
No, it's good to protect yourself.
It is. No, you got to be smart about it.
Oh, baby,
it's your life.
It's a wild world.
That's right. It's a wild world, especially the music industry.
Right. Anyways, we were talking about Patsy Cline, and you have a Patsy Cline song here.
I do. I haven't done this one in ages, but I've always loved it. And this one's Back in Baby's Arms.
All right, let's try it.
Thank you. I'm back in baby's arms. How I miss those loving arms. I'm back where I belong. Back in baby's arms. Don't know why we quarreled. We never did before. Since we found out how it hurts, I bet we never quarrel anymore. I'm back in baby's arms. How I miss those loving arms. I'm back where I belong. Back in baby's arms. Thought I didn't need his love till he took it away. Now I'm back where I belong, and in my baby's arms I'm gonna stay. I'm back in baby's arms. How I miss those loving arms. I'm back where I belong, back in baby's arms, back in baby's arms, back in baby's arms.
That was just incredible. I really like that. That's like
Thank
one.
You.
That's like one of the best things you did today.
I mean, I love that song.
Everything you've done today has been just great, but that. You sure you don't want to sing country music?
I've had a good portion of that already in my life.
Yeah, I know.
Quite a bit of that when I was a teenager.
I know. I'm sure it feels like been there, done that. But you really have.
No, I mean, I still love like that kind of, you know, the Patsy Cline, Johnny Cash type thing. I really do still love that. And I do it sometimes in my shows, too. Throw it in there.
You know, I mean, everyone knows Haley Loren here in the studio is a jazz vocalist. But, I mean, I'm convinced you're... The next country star.
I just like doing everything. Except maybe, I've never really done a rap or punk.
Oh, well, but, you know, whatever.
It could be fun.
I don't want to say anything against hip hop. Hey, speaking of country, did you ever hear of a song called The End of the World?
Oh,
by
don't they know it's the end of the world?
You want to tackle it?
I don't know the words except that, but...
Well, you could just sing whatever you know. I mean, the reason I'm playing this is because, okay, on last week's Mad Men, and watch out, spoilers coming up, everybody. Last week's Mad Men, they're in the office, they're all kinds of, they're having kinds of problems, and it's November 22nd, 1963.
Ooh!
And on the TV comes the JFK assassination.
Oh.
And not only is the whole world falling apart, but the main character, Don Draper, and his wife, Betty, are falling apart.
Oh.
Their marriage is falling apart. And they ended the episode with this song. And I don't know. I used to play this a lot on a hangover, and I'm just throwing it at you as kind of a left curve. Let's see.
I don't know the words at all except that line, but I can try it.
Well, you can sing along with the chorus.
Okay.
We'll have a little fun with this, okay?
How life goes on.
does my heart go on beating? Why do these eyes of mine cry? Don't they know it's the end of the world? It ended when you said goodbye. Why does my heart go on beating? Why do these eyes of mine cry? Don't they know it's the end of the world? It ended when you said goodbye.
Now, see, you did a great job.
I should learn that one and do it sometime.
Excellent. Haley Loran on
you.
End of the World, everybody. All right, we're going to try a tougher one now.
Okay? Yeah.
This will probably be the last sing-along.
Okay.
Girl from Ipanema.
Oh, yay. I love this song.
And this is by Astrid Gilberto. We have Haley Loran. We're having a party in the studio.
We are.
And,
you should be here.
Yeah.
But you're out there, so at least you're getting to listen in.
Figuratively speaking, they are out there. Okay, let's see what happens. Oh, wait a minute. The wrong one?
I think it's right.
Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking. When she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. When she moves, it's like a samba that sways so coolly and swings so gently that when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. Oh, but we watch her so sadly. How can he tell her he loves her? Yes, he will give his heart gladly. But each day when she walks to the sea, well, she looks straight ahead, not at he. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking. And when she passes, he smiles, but she doesn't see.
Hey, come on, let's dance.
Yes, let's.
Wow, you're a good dancer.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, I just stepped on your toe. I'm sorry. Oops, I'm a klutz.
Oh, but we watch her so sadly. How can he tell her he loves her? Yes, he will give his heart gladly. But each day when she walks to the sea, well, she looks straight ahead, not at he. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking. And when she passes, he smiles, but she doesn't see. No, she just doesn't see. No, she doesn't see. Yes, she just doesn't see.
Oh,
good job, good
thank
job.
You.
That was great. Pardon my dancing.
Oh, no, it was Fabulous.
All right. Well, we're just about at the end of the hangover. It's been really nice having you,
it's
Haley.
It's been great to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
What is what's next in line? You were talking about maybe a live CD.
Yes, definitely a live CD. And if you go to my website, I'll be posting updates and everything about that. But what I'm estimating right now is that it'll be out in January. So.
And your website is HALIE. LOREN.
HaleyLoren.com.
Yep. HaleyLoren.com. Also find her on Facebook.
MySpace.
Twitter.
iTunes. CD Baby. All of the above.
Last time you were in, you did a song that I requested it, and I have a recording of that. It's by Regina Spektor.
Oh, yeah.
And it's called Samson. And also you did that night again at Cosmic Pizza.
I did.
And I had tears in my eyes.
You were there.
This song just kills me. We're going to end with her last appearance on The Hangover. And once again, I want to thank you, Haley Loren, for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much.
Being on the show.
You are my sweetest downfall. I loved you first, loved you first. Beneath the sheets of paper lies my truth. I have to go, I have to go. Your hair was long when we first met. Samson went back to bed, not much hair left on his head. Ate a slice of Wonder Bread, we went back to bed. And the history books forgot about us, and the Bible didn't mention us. And the Bible didn't mention us. Not even once. You are my sweetest downfall. I loved you first, I loved you first. Beneath the stars came falling on our heads. But there's just a light, just of light. Your hair was long when we first met. Samson came to my bed, told me that my hair was red, told me I was beautiful, and came up to my bed.
Forgot that part.
I couldn't do myself one night, there are no scissors in the yellow light. Told me that I'd done alright. Kissed me till the morning light, kissed me till the morning light. Samson went back to bed, not much hair left on his head. Ate a slice of Wonder Bread, and we were right back to bed. Oh, he couldn't bring the columns down, and he couldn't destroy a single one. The history books forgot about us, and the Bible didn't mention us, not even once. You are my sweetest.